Welcome back to the Midday Marion County Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis, and I'm here with Brian Stickle, Director of Marketing at Knoxville Raceway. And Brian, you're also in charge of entertainment for the fair, or a large part of it at least.
Well, I help out anyway, so.
Let's go ahead and talk to us a little bit about what's lined up for the Marion County Fair this year.
Yeah, there have been a few changes kind of in the schedule. Kicking off the fair on Friday, we have a rock concert with Seven Bridges Road and The Edge of Forever, which are both kind of cover bands for, of course, the Eagles and Lynyrd Skynyrd. So tickets are $10 for adults, $15 a day of show, and $5 for kids with $10 a day of show. And that is in the grandstands, and we think that'll be a real good concert, real fun event. Then on Saturday, of course, we have a lot going on. And then, of course, the races that night, introduction of the fair queens and the court. You know, that's always a big to-do, and we get some great candidates, and they have great candidates again this year. Of course, every day we have the JKL Rides and Games. So the Midway Entertainment starts at 3 p.m. each day and runs till 9 or possibly even later, depending on the crowd. And there'll be mechanical rides, a few inflatables, and then some games as well, which that's expanded a little bit this year. And then Sunday we have the Barker Implement Lawnmower Enduro. And that's that event's in its second year, but it gained a lot of momentum last year. So believe it or not, I guess there's a pretty big following for this lawnmower enduro stuff.
What exactly is that?
It's where these guys kind of soup up these riding lawnmowers a little bit. I mean, there's rules about how much you can do, but I don't know all the particulars, but we have a kind of a muddy course in the infield of the grandstands, and they go around this circle, and then I guess if somebody gets stuck, then they all have to reverse directions and go the opposite way, and they keep doing that over and over, and I don't know how many laps it is, but eventually somebody wins, and Barker Implement has been nice enough to step up and be the title sponsor of that, and we appreciate that from them, and it should be a growing event. And then after that night, there's entertainment with, I believe, the band's third generation, so free entertainment that night as well. Monday, we have the Mutton Bustin' in the show barn, and that's family night, the Barnyard Olympics, so that's always a county favorite, you know, with the mutton busting and the kids doing that. Tuesday we have the Bill Riley Talent Contest in the grandstand, and that event has kind of come and gone. We think it'll be a very well attended event this year and kind of showcases the talent, which we have a lot here in Marion County. And then Wednesday we have the Car and Motorcycle Cruise Night, and we're anticipating a couple hundred vehicles for that. Anybody who enters their car, we're doing a hot dog hamburger cookout for them. So if you enter your car or motorcycle or whatever vehicle, enjoy dinner on us for that. And we have trophies for quite a few classes. We've expanded the classes this year, and we anticipate that being a good event, and we hope to build on that as well going into the years after that. Of course, Thursday is kind of our showcase event of the fair. It's the NTPA Titan Machinery Truck and Tractor Pull. And that's a new event for us this year. Some of the top trucks, tractors in the nation will be here, as well as semi-trucks are supposed to be here. So tickets are two for $25 for adults on that. And you can get them here at the Knoxville Raceway or at Titan Machinery in Pella.
Okay.
So pretty good lineup, we feel. And then, of course, you know, between the show barns, the skate pit, the Dyer Hudson, there's a lot to see, the animal shows, the animal judging. So the fair does have a lot to offer Marion County.
A lot of these events are participatory. You need people to participate.
Yes.
How do you sign up for it if you're interested, like if you want to do the lawnmower enduro or the mutton busting contest or anything like that?
For the mutton busting, I believe there's qualifying,
okay.
And I don't know if there's all their qualifying races or events have happened yet or not. I'm pretty sure they just had one at Coal Miners Days down in Melcher there. The lawnmower enduro, you just show up and register that evening. You know, bring your lawnmower and sign up, and I think it's a nominal entry fee, but And for the truck and tractor pull, it's also, we do have a run what you brung class. So, you know, for the brave farmer who wants to try out his four-wheel drive truck, or you know, they're welcome to come and hook on and have some fun. See who's got the best, meanest truck in the county.
Fun until the bumper falls off, yes. And so for the talent show, the same thing, just show up day of?
No, the talent show you have to register in advance for. And if they just call the fair office here, 842-5431, they can get an entry form and get registered for that.
Okay. So what excites you about the county fair? You got all this entertainment lined up. We kind of went through the grandstand shows and all this entertainment. What really excites you for the fair this year?
You know, the fair, it's really a gathering. It's a place for people to come together to kind of showcase their talents and showcase, you know, what they know how to do and share their ideas. And, you know, from time to time, people need that. You know, they need to come together and just have some fun and kind of forget about their cares and worries. And the fair is a good place to do that. You can come and walk around and see the animals the kids have raised and kind of celebrate that. Celebrate your neighbors, celebrate the talents of the county. And that's, to me, really what is the fair is all about. And the events, you know, it's good, clean family entertainment, and it's fun. So we encourage people to come out and have some fun and enjoy the fair while it's here from July 15th to the 21st.
Is there an admission fee to the fair at all?
There's not. So, you know, we do have some limited parking on site. The fairgrounds is pretty full at that time, but there's a little bit on site. But park, come to the fair, and you can walk around. That's all free. The exhibits are all free. It's just typically the grandstand entertainment that costs a little bit. The rides cost a little bit, but it, again, it's free, fun entertainment. We also have, I forgot to mention, starting on Sunday, Nick's Kids Shows, which is back Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And it's great entertainment, kids entertainment. It's 1, 3, and 5 every day. Great entertainment for the kids and a lot of fun as well.
Anything else you want to say or add on to?
We just appreciate all the support from the county and the businesses in the county for their support of the fair and the 4-H program and the kids.
All right. Well, that's my guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville, Brian Stickle. The Marion County Fair will be in Knoxville from July 15th to July 21st. The entertainment schedule is out. You can get your tickets by coming to the fair office for any of the grandstand shows or giving them a call at
641-842-5431.
All right, and once again, Brian Stickle, my guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.